The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
It's time for the KTQA Daily Briefing. Good evening. My name is Becky, and it is 6:01 p.m. on this Friday, October 16th. It is my pleasure to be with you today for the KTQA Daily Briefing, where we bring you updates of the state and local levels regarding the pandemic, regarding resources, regarding bulletins, regarding updates, and regarding some fun and interesting things. Happy Bosses Day to all of those who are bosses. And for those of you that have bosses, hope you didn't make them work too hard. Enjoy your weekend, bosses. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. And the state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer, and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but needing an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. Go to knockoutflu.org to find a vaccination location near you. I can say that in my family, our household became vaccinated for influenza on Wednesday. Got the nice Band-Aid to prove it. Moving on to some state-level updates for today. Yakima, Benton, Franklin, Douglas, and Chelan counties have entered phase two of reopening. That means all counties in Washington State are in phase two or three. The Washington State Department of Health released the latest COVID-19 transmission report with the following findings. Transmission is increasing in Western Washington and recently plateauing in Eastern Washington. But the Eastern Washington situation is unstable, and efforts to control the spread of the virus must be strictly maintained or intensified in order to avoid a backslide. Per person, the case rate in Eastern Washington is twice as high as in Western Washington, and the daily hospitalization rate is more than twice as high. Case counts in Western Washington are increasing across all age groups and over broad geographic areas, suggesting broad community spread, not a single type of activity or setting. In light of the report, the health department continues to encourage frequent hand washing, sanitizing of surfaces, wearing protective clothing, masking up while in public or doing commerce, and limiting social contacts outside one's household. For our regional news today, as of yesterday, the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department said that the county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people was 99. With a 6-day data lag required for state measurements, the county's case rate per 100,000 was 88.4. This is important to keep in mind as state guidelines indicate that the case rate per 100,000 residents in a county should be below 75 before school districts can even consider bringing the youngest students onto campus for partial in-person learning. Pierce County full-service restaurant owners can apply online through October 23rd for the Restaurant Rally Program, in which federal funding dispersed through the county would cover 30% of customers' food purchases. Restaurants whose applications are accepted will then offer a 30% discount for diners between November 8th and November 19th of this year, excluding Friday and Saturday. Restaurants can email pcrestaurantrally@piercecountywa.gov or call 253-798-6150 for more information. At piercecountywa.gov, applicants can look in the Economic Development Department section, click on CARES Act funding, and look for Restaurant Rally. This Saturday, October 17th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., a family health and safety fair will be held at the Auburn Valley YMCA at 1620 South Perimeter Road in Auburn. Adults and children age 4 and up can get free flu vaccines with no appointment needed. Staff will be on site to assist with applications for benefits, such as reduced fare ORCA cards, free or low-cost health insurance for qualified individuals, and basic food benefits. Free health screenings will be available for blood pressure, HIV, cholesterol, diabetes, and dental health. These will take place with no appointment needed. Attendees should expect to practice 6-foot distancing and to wear masks. Spanish interpreters and service providers will be on site. More info is available at facebook.com/SKC Family Health Safety Fair. Again, that is for the Family Health and Safety Fair at the Auburn Valley YMCA on Saturday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Another free health clinic will take place Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Showwear Center in Kent. That's located at 625 West James Street in Kent. All vaccines required for K-12 school entry, that includes Hep B, varicella, polio, MMR, Tdap, Dtap, plus flu vaccines for kids ages 4 through 18, those will all be provided at no cost and will be available to all kids regardless of health insurance or immigration status. Adult flu vaccines at no cost to uninsured and underinsured community members will also be offered, but online registration is required for adult flu shots. You can go online to schedule.seattlevna.com. The Safe Streets Organization invites middle and high school youth in Pierce County to participate in their Youth Leading Change program in response to the challenges of remote schooling. The free after-school program gives young people the opportunity to do community projects, volunteer, engage in advocacy work, do college and career prep, bond with other youth, receive mentoring, and learn about jobs and internships. For more information on the Safe Streets Organization Youth Leading Change Program, email ylc@safest.org. The application deadline for several Pierce County business loans and grants has been extended to October 20th. For commercial rent and mortgage payment assistance, email pcbizrama@piercecountywa.gov or call 253-798-6150 for more information on the Commercial Rent and Mortgage Payment Assistance Program from Pierce County. For the Emergency Small Business Relief Program, which grants interest-free 12-month loans and forgivable loans to small businesses, visit piercecountywa.gov or makeittacoma.com. Speaking of Tacoma, let's move on to some Tacoma news. All students 18 and younger can get free breakfast and lunch packs now through June 30th of next year. Originally, the free meal program was set to expire at the end of December. Tacoma students, parents, or guardians can continue to pick up meals from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday at Baker, First Creek, Giardrone, Gray, Jason Lee, Mason, Meeker, Stewart, Truman, and Wainwright middle schools, as well as scheduled stops throughout the district neighborhoods. More information on school meal pickup, including menus, is available at tacomaschools.org. The City of Tacoma has created the Small Business Resiliency Grant Program to assist eligible businesses with economic recovery. Businesses must be licensed and physically located in Tacoma, including home-based and food truck operations. They must meet certain federal low or moderate income requirements. They must employ 5 or fewer full-time equivalent employees, including the owner. And they must be able to demonstrate a loss of income due to COVID-19. A one-time payment of $10,000 will be made to businesses selected at random by lottery. Go to the website makeittacoma.com for information and applications. For minority business development agency PPE grants and for one-on-one technical assistance regarding COVID-19 business recovery efforts, you can contact Malika Godot by emailing mgodo@cityoftacoma.org or call Malika at 253-344-6632. Now, as usual, there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. If you're in King County and you're looking for locations there, visit kingcounty.gov. There are new ones now in Federal Way, Auburn, Renton, and Tukwila. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend and next week's free mobile testing events in Pierce County include tomorrow, Saturday, October 17th, there will be testing at Journey Church, Salvation Army Camp Arnold, Narrows Plaza Bowl, and Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Next week, on Tuesday, October 20th, there will be testing at Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club, the Sprinker Recreation Center, and Spanaway Nourish Pierce County Office. On Wednesday, October 21st, testing will take place at Asia Pacific Cultural Center, the Tacoma Dome, and the 6th Avenue Apartments at 2302 6th Ave in Tacoma. On Thursday, October 22nd, free COVID-19 testing will be held at the Church for All Nations in South Tacoma, Salvation Army Puyallup, and Clover Park Technical College in Lakewood. And on Friday, October 23rd, the City of Bonnie Lake will be doing free COVID-19 testing. For these Pierce County Health Department events, no ID is required. Tests are free and the tests are open to anyone. Many of those testing events run all day from about 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but you should check tpchd.org/COVID test for times. Just check with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website. And community healthcare with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood is offering testing for COVID-19 even if you're not a community healthcare patient. Call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment. I hope that everyone is able to have a wonderful fall weekend. We're getting into the season of thinking about holidays and fall gatherings. I know that there are some Halloween-themed events in our community that are coming up, and we'll be talking about those next week. In the meantime, though, please do continue washing hands, masking up, staying safe, staying physically distant from one another outside one's household, if not socially cut off from one another. Because remember, as we are all deep into this pandemic, we are staying together separately. While we may not like to think about that social distance, we may have that physical distance, but can still stay socially connected. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma for its non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the daily briefing, or I said one of those phone numbers a little too fast, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org and listen and read all of the briefings we've done. Talk to you next week.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.